So Nintendo's stock has plunged 8% after the Switch 2 price hike was announced, and it looks like the sales forecast is not good for them. Nintendo is not having a terribly good week despite announcing Star Fox, and I'm looking at their stock price, and it has been on a downward trajectory for months. Now, there is a little bit of a bump here this morning, but really this comes down to consumer confidence in the company, and consumer confidence in Nintendo is at a low, at least for the last couple of years. People are not buying the Switch 2 in the numbers that they need to. Investors are concerned that games on the horizon don't look that great. They're promising better games, but I'm going to tell you what happened. They rushed the Switch 2 out because the Switch 1 was old hardware, and they thought, well, this is going to be a cash grab. We're going to give people the Switch 2. People have been speculating about the Switch 2. Unfortunately, the game lineup was not there. I'm sorry, Donkey Kong was not going to move a bunch of consoles. Another Mario Kart was not going to move a bunch of consoles. And now they're jacking the price up too. So now the Switch 2 is going to be $500. It was $450. It's going to be $500. And that is going to chase away a lot of consumers too. And I'm going to tell you, with the economy being the way that it is, with the world being in the state that it's in right now, video games, people spending money on consoles, it's not a top priority. When gas is $6 a gallon, buying another Nintendo console that's just slightly better than the last one is not a top priority. And I think a lot of people are just going to be content to use the consoles that they have, play the consoles they have, use the hardware they have. There are tons and tons of games out there. But let's talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, if you would like to get more Clownfish TV, go out to more.clownfishtv.com. And for less than the price of one super chat, you get paywalled content that is not available on YouTube. So check it out, more.clownfishtv.com. And thank you to our reefers for making these videos possible. So this comes from CNBC. This is the mainstream media, guys. I know Reddit's going to get so mad. They're going to get so mad. But it doesn't matter because this is every major media news outlet. They're not just out to get Nintendo, guys. Nintendo plunges 8% after Switch 2 price hike and weak sales forecast. Shares of Nintendo closed 8.4% lower in Tokyo, the lowest since August of 2024. Investors are concerned about Nintendo's outlook for lower Switch 2 sales in the current fiscal year, driven by price rises for the console amid higher memory costs. Meanwhile, investors are waiting for announcements from Nintendo on future hit games. That's a huge problem for the Switch 2. Now, disclaimer, we bought a Switch 2 about 6 months ago. And I'm going to tell you, I played it a total of 3 times, maybe. And then the kids, they've been playing it lately. They've been playing Pocopia. But I have not been playing the Switch 2 because I'm looking at them like it's basically just a slightly better Switch 1. And right now, they don't have any killer apps. There are no killer apps for this console, right? So this is going to be one of those slow burns, I think. This happened with the PS5, too. When the PS5 came out at first, for the first year or two, it was like there's nothing that, you know, out there that makes me want to run out and buy a PS5. We got it because we reviewed it on the channel, but it was like, yeah, we already have the PS4. It's like that, but a little bit better. Now the PS5 is actually worth buying. So it could be the case with the Switch too, where in, you know, 2 years time, it's actually worth buying. And by then maybe it'll be cheaper, but the way the console pricing has gone lately is everything gets more expensive. All right, so Nintendo shares plunged on Monday after gaming giant warns of sales of its flagship Switch 2 console would fall this fiscal year after hiking the price of device due to rising memory costs. Shares of Nintendo closed 8.4% lower in Tokyo. The stock has fallen, oh my God, stock has fallen 34% this year. On Friday, Nintendo announced price hikes for the Switch 2 and markets across the world as an unprecedented surge in the price of memory chips driven by the AI infrastructure boom has increased the cost of producing the device. Nintendo said it forecast 16.5 million unit sales of the Switch 2 in the current fiscal year, which ends in March of 2027, down from 19.86 million since its launch last year. The predicted fall in sales of the less than one-year-old console is raising concerns. Yeah, usually the first couple of years, that's all your momentum. And the Switch 2 didn't do gangbusters at Christmas either, because nobody sees the point, right? I mean, parents are looking at like, okay, well, what's that? Do we have a new Mario, a new Zelda, a new, what's the big deal? Oh, Donkey Kong? Yeah, nobody gives a shit. You know, it's like nobody gives a shit about Donkey Kong or another Mario Kart. Jimmy, you can wait until next year to get a Switch 2. Nintendo is predicting Switch 2 hardware sales to go down this fiscal year instead of going up, as is usually the case with new consoles. The biggest factor is, of course, the price hike. Yeah, this console generation, it's unprecedented. And I understand it's because of the chip shortage and all that. I mean, this is how classic Nintendo is that chip shortage. But it's unprecedented to jack the price of the console up, you know, 5 years into its life cycle. And I'm not talking the Switch 2. I'm talking the Xbox and the PlayStation. Like, everybody's raising the console prices, and it's going to get to a place where, I said, most people are going to be like, I've got lots of consoles. I've got my gaming PC from 5 years ago. I don't need new games. I don't need new consoles. I'm going to wait this out. And the same thing is going to happen, I think, with like Disney. We talk about Disney, any kind of luxury item. People are going to be like, you know what? Now I'm good. I'm good for a while. I don't need to go to Disney. I went last year. I don't need to buy a new console. I've got lots of games I, you know, maybe bought on Steam or something. I don't need to buy a new console, right? And that's what's going to happen. Kotaku is talking about it too. They said Nintendo investors panic about Switch 2 prices and silence around big game announcements. The lack of Mario or Zelda on the horizon is costing Nintendo dearly. Yes, typically Nintendo launches with a Mario and or Zelda title. And that is the killer app that moves consoles. And the last time they really screwed up that I can remember, the Wii U is kind of like dead on arrival, but the GameCube, which I love the GameCube, by the way, I love the GameCube. It's one of my favorite consoles of all time. And I love Luigi's Mansion, but it was definitely not smart, in my opinion, to launch that console with Luigi's Mansion and not Mario Sunshine. I thought it was kind of a weird choice. So Star Fox is coming, but it's just a remake of Star Fox 64, which is not a bad thing. I mean, I love Star Fox 64, and this looks really good, but this isn't gonna move the needle, as they say, right? People aren't gonna be like, oh my God, I'm gonna drop $500 to play a 30-year-old Star Fox game in HD. I mean, come on. Let's see what Kotaku say. If Nintendo hoped last week's announcement of a price increase for the Switch 2 would be enough to unspook its shareholders, that's been entirely dashed. Reuters reports the company's share price has fallen 7% since markets opened in Japan. While it's come to light via VGC that the $50 increase isn't going to be enough to match the increased expenses when producing the Switch 2. Without a big new game anywhere on the 2026 horizon, investors are really getting the Ghiblies. The Ghiblies, what the hell does that mean? Last week's price hike announcement was intended to calm market nerves after Nintendo had seen 5 months in a row of falling share prices and long-term concern from its investors, alongside lowering its sales expectations for the Switch 2 over the next year. So if they don't have anything big coming out this year that's going to move Switch 2 hardware, and they just jack the prices, I mean, what kind of a value proposition is that for a consumer? Like, yeah, your investors might feel better, but we're going to raise the price of the console that's already not selling, and we're going to make sure that we don't bring a Mario or Zelda game out this year. But, I mean, seriously, they were not prepared. The Switch 2 was rushed to market. They felt like they had to bring a Switch 2 out because everybody was clamoring for it, and they were looking at the PS5, and they were looking at the Xbox One. There were a lot of titles that they were missing out on, because the Switch is not powerful enough to run them. I get that. But that doesn't mean you can't make damn good games, you know, with the hardware limitations. But it was getting harder and harder to port stuff, right? I get it, but they rushed it to market. And a lot of people had a lot of concerns about the Switch 2. And then, you know, add in their DRM policies and those key cards. And this might be one of Nintendo's biggest fuck-ups ever. It really might be. It might go down in history as being another Wii U if they don't course correct. I'm not saying they can't course correct because the PS5 wasn't exactly a great console at first, but I think it was selling better than the Switch 2 is. This was despite simultaneously announcing that new console sold over 20 million units and 50 million games in the first 9 months. Of course, when it comes to the deranged world of market capitalism, it's only ever about what's going to happen next. That actually is true. You're only as good as your last hit, right? Like, okay, that was cool last year. What about this year? It's never what actually just happened. As a consequence, today's trading saw a colossal 7% wiped off of Nintendo's value, while Sony saw its own price leap up 10%. Right now, I'm going to tell you the truth. The PS5, even though it costs more, is a better value proposition than the Switch 2. If you already have a Switch 1 and you don't got to play Donkey Kong, you really don't need a Switch 2. And this is coming from a guy who owns the console, right? It's now been made more clear that even the year one price increases on the Switch 2 aren't actually enough to meet the increased cost of production for Nintendo. And that's despite the rises within Japan being far more steep than those due to hit the rest of the world this September. Nintendo president Shuntaro Furukawa reportedly said the higher price does not fully account for all cost increases. So it's going to offset the cost, but they're still selling. Okay, so I'm looking at the big picture here. They're selling these consoles at a loss. It's because they're anticipating selling a lot of software, right? But they're not going to sell a lot of software because the games just aren't there. They're not there yet. What we're getting are ports of games that are, frankly, better on PC or better on the PS5. And the Steam machine's coming. So it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing, Nintendo? Grieving a loss. Okay, Nintendo historically has not sold consoles at a loss. I thought they did. Maybe that was just Sony. Whereas this has been standard practice for Sony and Microsoft for years, which instead view the machines as loss leaders for the profits made from game sales. So as Reuters says, Sony can impress investors by signaling an intention to sell fewer PS5s but at a better margin while having a massively diverse company of many parts to back it up. Yeah, Sony sells TVs and a bunch of other stuff, right? But Nintendo, which aside from its third share of Pokemon, is primarily a video game business, has fewer flashy objects with which to distract from a squeeze on margins. This is all being made all the more difficult by the peculiar absence of big-name games. Pocopia has been a massive success, but again, that's already happened. Investors only care about what's coming up. So they have a refresh of an old Star Fox game, another Splatoon game, and Yoshi and the Mysterious Book. Yeah, that's going to move a lot of consoles. Yoshi and the Mysterious Book. Oh my God, Mom. You got to buy me a Switch 2 for Christmas because I got to play Yoshi and the Mysterious Book in the 30-year-old Star Fox game. It said there's not even a hint of a new Mario or Zelda, and that's what people want. Nintendo's never been a company that's moved by external forces, endlessly dancing to the beat of its own unsyncopated drum, but even then it might have to suck it up and push out news on whatever's happening. Yeah, a lot of times what they do is they'll just kind of like drop the game, but I do miss the days of Nintendo Power when they would hype a game up like 2 years in advance and get people excited. Like, you need to be like, hey guys, you know, Super Mario Galaxy 3 is coming, and it's going to be the biggest Mario game ever. And buy a Switch 2 now to make sure you're ready when it drops in 2028. You know, here's some concept art. Here's kind of what we're going for. I think that would get people excited. I don't know. I think this generation is kind of a dud at this point, but we'll see. But they are promising a stronger game lineup. So this is a couple days ago. This came from Insider Gaming. So on the investor call, the president said that there was going to be a robust software lineup. Okay, but they said that it's going to cause a lot of inconvenience for people to have to raise the price. Let's see. Wait, hold on. This came from Blue Sky. I got to see this. Okay. Nintendo patents watch. Admitting that the new pricing may increase barrier to purchase, Furukawa has an answer: more Nintendo games. We will prepare a robust software lineup to enhance the Switch 2 ownership value. We will work diligently to overcome this barrier. As is customary for a Japanese CEO, he added, "We sincerely apologize to our customers for the considerable inconvenience and trouble this will cause. While we wanted to prioritize a wide adoption, it was challenging to bear the rising costs over a long period. The new pricing does not fully account for all cost increases." So yeah, again, we're not covering all of our costs. Furukawa also explained why the second year hardware forecast is lower than the first. Due to efforts to strengthen our supply chain, the first year sales reached an unprecedented level. The demand in the second year is firm, and we believe that the adoption of the Switch 2 is progressing smoothly. 16.5 million units is a high target for the second year of sales. Other interesting bits, the sales forecast include revenue from the Mario Galaxy movie. So it's not just their games, that's actually from the movie, which actually the Mario Galaxy movie, as much as I liked it, we gave it a really good review. It did not do as well as the first movie. It didn't. Furukawa intends that the Switch 2 to have a long lifespan, like the Switch 1, building up the user base and hardware, software sales over time. Hopefully this is not Nintendo's Atari 5200. I think they have a good thing. I think the hardware is fine. It is just a slightly better Switch, but it is backwards compatible. I think that's great. But they really needed to have some killer apps at launch, at least one. And again, Donkey Kong and Mario Kart not cutting it. Yeah, so apparently he did tell them 2 years ago that consumers struggling to buy basic goods would hurt their business too. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. All these video game companies, this is part of the reason that the video game industry is cratering right now, is everything costs more and people don't have the extra money to spend on a $500 to $1,000 console, right? I mean, it's insane. People can't even afford to build a new gaming PC. The components are too expensive. Everything is too expensive. So most people are like, you know what? I'm just going to go back and play my old games. That's it. I know I like these games. I know they're good. I've been playing this game for 15 years. I'm just going to go back and play it again. And I can't fault you there, the way things are. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up, guys. What do you think? What do you think? Again, check out more more.clownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV. And we will talk to you guys later.